My name is Scott Mertz, and I'm the managing attorney of the Housing Justice Project with Legal Aid of Nebraska.
We are in an unprecedented time right now as far as COVID-19, and, you know, we're hearing upwards of, you know, over 30 million unemployment claims, and in Nebraska, it's spiking as well. In Omaha, it's spiking. And with this, we're also hearing stories about people not being able to pay their rent. What is that looking like here in Omaha specifically?
In Omaha specifically, it's a bit complicated. Here in Nebraska, Governor Pete Ricketts signed an executive order on March 25th that provided some manner of temporary relief on non-payment evictions. The general idea behind that executive order was that if one could not pay rent for reasons related to the COVID pandemic, that is loss of income, having to stay home to care for children, if you couldn't make rent on or after March 13, that is the date of the state of emergency, then your eviction hearing should not occur prior to May 31. So we're, of course, on the other side of that still. And here in Omaha at the Douglas County Courthouse, they did issue blanket continuances of any non-payment eviction that was previously scheduled, that got scheduled June 1 or later, have not been occurring here in Omaha for now. June 1 is coming up next week. We have in excess of 165, maybe over 170 at this point, evictions on the docket that is scheduled to take place already. So there's a very real concern we're going to see just a mass flood of evictions because of the end of that executive order here in Omaha.
What have you been hearing from people? Like, have people been reaching out? What has it been looking like with your work that you do specifically?
Well, what I do specifically, we're doing everything we can just to prevent any eviction that we can. I emphasized what's going on in Omaha. That is not occurring statewide, what I described as happening in Omaha. A lot of places across the state are still hearing non-payment eviction actions, notwithstanding the governor's executive order. So we put a lot of focus on those parts of the state for the last couple of months. But again, now the executive order has come to an end. It's clearly not going to be extended. So we're more bracing for the reality of handling an influx of evictions, even more so than we would expect to see pre-pandemic.
Like, what's the mood out there?
Well, look, the thing of it is, we hear from people the worst stories. If people are getting on with their landlord, they're making arrangements, their landlords are helping them out with payment plans, we're not hearing about that because we're hearing from people who are getting notices and are getting sued. So pretty much everything that we see at Legal Aid Nebraska is the worst part of renters' concerns in the state of Nebraska. We're hearing from people who are being told to pay or get out. And so what we're trying to do is look at the case. Are there valid defenses? If not, is there anything to be worked out? Anything to be salvaged in the way of more time or more opportunity to cure their non-payment notices?
What do you think needs to be done? And then, yeah, what's keeping you going right now? What's giving you hope?
One, I would say what needs to be done is there just needs to be a pause on all non-payment evictions, particularly so long as the federal government has taken the position, we don't want people getting evicted, and they're doing it for all the properties that they can do that for. The state should follow suit. And similarly, just halt all non-payment evictions until such time as conditions on the ground are safe and it's possible for people to re-engage with employment opportunities or just otherwise avail themselves of opportunities to get rental assistance. You ask me what keeps me going. One is the great number of people who are taking this matter seriously and are doing what they can to get the word out that housing is one of the primary needs for anyone. You got to have housing in order to live. People have been, you know, ringing the bell in terms of the alarm here with what's coming. Thus, I would expect to see some manner of action from both the federal and local governments to keep that from happening.
For KIOS Omaha Public Radio, I'm Joshua LeBure.